in Zambia. It's the Mega Stamps Automotive Equipment Limited. Join us on Saturday, 19th of July from 13 hours to 17 hours at Automotive Equipment Limited's main branch on Malasha Road off Cairo Road. Massive discounts on top quality auto parts, tires, mug rims, accessories, tools, selected.
Pineapple on my tongue.
Better Together, a product of Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: NRSA collects 1.6 billion kwacha from toll gates in 5 months. Government urged to act on tobacco market crisis. And in international news, Elon Musk says he is launching new political party.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The National Road Fund Agency has collected 1.6 billion kwacha from toll gates between January and May 2025, putting it on track to surpass its annual revenue target of 3.3 billion kwacha. Speaking at the ongoing Zambia International Trade Fair in Dola, NRFA Public Relations Manager Alphonsius Hamachila said the funds are being used to finance both new and ongoing road infrastructure projects across the country. Mr. Machila has revealed that the agency recorded 7.9 million vehicle passages during the period from 24 inland toll gates and 11 ports of entry nationwide. He has clarified that the reported figures exclude revenue from toll gates operated under public-private partnerships, including Katuba, Manyumbi and Kaflafuta on the Lusaka-Ndola Road.
This year, from January to May 2025, we did collect a total amount of 1.6 billion kwacha against a set target 1.2 billion kwacha, and these monies have been collected from our 24 inland toll gates across the country. They don't include the toll gates which are being run by the public-private partnerships. As you know, government is leveraging on the National Road Touring Program to ensure that we do raise revenue to sustainably finance road maintenance, construction and rehabilitation.
Chipangali District Council Chairperson Matson Nkoma has urged government to step in and safeguard the interests of tobacco farmers amidst the serious challenges during the 2025 tobacco marketing season. Mr. Nkoma has revealed that some tobacco companies have failed to purchase crops from farmers, causing widespread panic and uncertainty among those who are yet to sell their produce. He has explained that after receiving numerous complaints from farmers in Eastern Province, his office conducted inspections at major tobacco marketing floors in both Chipata and Lusaka to assess the situation firsthand. According to Mr. Nkoma, the findings confirmed that most government licensed companies at the Chipata main floors had ceased buying tobacco, leaving many farmers stranded with unsold stock and deepening concerns across the farming community.
I wish to call upon the minister responsible for agriculture immediately and ensure that the interest of the farmers is protected by coming up with the workable solutions, working together with TBZ to find buyers that can buy this tobacco from the farmers. In all this, what we see is that the Tobacco Board of Zambia seem to be detached from the realities of the challenges which the farmers are facing. As a result, we want to call upon government to ensure that practical steps are taken, and these steps should be aimed at addressing the challenges which our farmers in the tobacco industry are facing.
Government has expressed satisfaction with the impact of grants and loans provided through the Constituency Development Fund, noting that these resources are empowering more citizens to strengthen their business resilience through innovation and trade. Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Gift Sialuvalo, has highlighted that as government continues to provide support through grants and loans, beneficiaries in communities are increasingly able to innovate, remain resilient, and expand their businesses, particularly in rural areas. Mr. Sialuvalo has emphasized that this empowerment is contributing to the growth of closely with the theme of the ongoing Zambia International Trade Fair in Dola, Copperbelt Province, enhancing business resilience through innovation and trade. The minister made these remarks during a visit to the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development stand at the trade fair.
The projects that we are doing is business. Someone wants an entity to be given a project to do. They need to innovate it for them to finish the project on time, pricing, and this quality system, which needs innovation. Not only that, the businesses want to finish on time, with the right pricing and the right delivery. It means now, as a business entity, you are attracting a lot of opportunity to your site, which will make you be very innovative.
The Committee of Trustees overseeing land and mining affairs in Muchinda Province, in Muchinda Chiefdom, has resolved to engage relevant authorities to revive long-stalled government projects and strengthen the regulation of mining activities within the Chiefdom. This initiative follows President Hakainde Hichilema's address during the official opening of the fourth session of the 13th National Assembly on 13 September 2024, in which he emphasized the importance of operationalizing the Nansanga farm block to unlock national development. Committee Chairperson Rafael Lessa has stated that the committee is committed to addressing key developmental challenges affecting the area. Mr. Lessa has highlighted that the committee will work closely with stakeholders to expedite delayed initiatives, including the World Bank and African Development Bank supported projects in the Nansanga farm block.
Projects that we are discussing about that have been stored for a long time, to be specific, Nansanga farm block. There was a project for the World Bank, the ADB Bank, that have been stored for a long time because of some misunderstandings. The committee, in our first meeting, we have resolved that those governmental projects that have been stored, we will engage the relevant authorities so that those projects can proceed in no time.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Bus and Taxi Drivers Association has urged the Ministries of Home Affairs and Transport to urgently address persistent issues at designated bus stations, warning that recent fuel pricing incentives will have little effect if deeper sector challenges remain unresolved. Association Secretary General Sydney Mbewe has cited the ongoing operation of illegal bus stations as a major concern, saying they are undermining compliant operators. He has noted that while government is aware of the political influence behind these illegal stations, swift intervention is needed. Mr. Mbewe has called for strict enforcement of existing regulations, warning that continued tolerance of illegal operations threatens drivers' livelihoods and risks nullifying recent government support.
If government, through the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security, through their agencies, and indeed the Ministry of Transport, do not address the issues that are affecting business within the bus stations, then the incentive or the pricing of fuel that has come about will be meaningless, because we'll still spend more time in the bus stations without loading anyone. And if they're loading two or three trips, that is suicide. That they take a bold step. We know there are political intentions that are there in the creation of those and managing of those illegal bus stations. But I think we need to take a bold step and address this issue, because at some point it may become too huge.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid. Liquid data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid telecom outlet to get started. Liquid data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.